Hi, beautiful friend. I'm Sarah Hagstrom, and you are listening to the Why Can't I podcast, and I am really excited to be here today. Today's episode is all about self-worth and self-love. It's also about self-blame and doing the inner work, and it's going to be a really empowering episode. I am personally happy to be recording today. If you are listening in live time, you'll notice I took a little bit of a break from the podcast, about 3 months, I think. I'm not great with time, but I feel like it was like 3 months. And it was actually very unintentional, but I started doing YouTube. YouTube is a lot of work. If you want to check out my channel, it is The Inner Flow Co. It's the same as our company name. I did a confidence vlog last that was really popular. It's kind of like a confidence slash my morning routine. And so that took some time. And then like after my healing journey and spiritual awakening and identity shift, I wanted to do all of the things, but it was like way too much. So I took a little break from the podcast, but we'll get into that in today's episode. So let's dive in. Hi, friend. Welcome to another episode of the Why Can't I podcast. I'm Sarah Hagstrom, co-founder of The Inner Flow Co. This podcast includes conversations that will empower you, leave you feeling confident, and have you asking the very important question of why can't I, with a little bit of watch me energy. Okay, let's dive in. I am going to start today's episode with an affirmation and something that is exciting for me this week before we dive into this week's topic of self-worth and self-blame and why the heck do I blame myself all the time for things that aren't my fault? Maybe you can relate. We're going to talk about it. So today's affirmation is, I am worthy of love, respect, and happiness, and I attract positivity into my life. I am worthy of love, respect, and happiness, and I attract positivity into my life. I love affirmations because they are such a powerful tool to reprogram your mind and because they awaken new consciousness within you by simply reading the words. Saying them aloud also helps. Writing them down is good. It's just this tool that we all have available to us. It's so easy to tap into. It's like one of my favorite resources. So I share affirmations on my Instagram and in my emails every single week. So if you like affirmations, I have many more. And then the thing that is exciting me this week is my mastermind, my new mastermind. It's called the Soulful Women's Mastermind. And this is actually my 9th mastermind. And it's funny because after my last mastermind, I said I would never host another mastermind again. Not because anything went wrong. If you're like, hey, I was part of that mastermind, no, it's not, nothing like that. It's just after my identity shift, I was just feeling like I don't want to do what I was doing before. Like this is a new me. You know, sometimes like you go through something and you're like, oh, that's like the old version of me and this is the new version of me. But as time goes on, you realize like, you can't become the old version of you, even if you tried with like the new energy that you're bringing forth. So you can still do things that you did before, but it's going to be completely different because like you are a different person. You've grown, you've evolved, and so on. So really excited about that. I will add it in the show notes if you want to check out the mastermind. It's really for females. It's women only who want to grow, who want to work with other women who are entrepreneurs on a spiritual journey or just really dedicated to growth. As women, we need community. And I've always been one to connect people. It's like very natural to me. And the mastermind is just a great way for me to do that. It's a great way for me to be of service. It's a great way for me to feel connected to others, to share my gifts of like helping people bring their dreams to life with clarity and confidence and peace. And so, yeah, it's just been bringing me a lot of joy this week. And I just wanted to say too, like, sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to like do all of these things. It's like, oh, I need to like show up and I need to like give all this value and I need to provide a service and all of that. But honestly, like your presence can make a really big difference in someone's life. So for the ladies who joined my mastermind, like them just showing up and like letting me support them, like that is like really helpful for me too. So I just wanted to share that in case you have been putting pressure on yourself to like give and do and like be. It's like, no, your presence, your energy is a gift. You being fully present with the people around you, like that is a gift. You supporting your family, your neighbors, you know, people on the internet, just like being kind, like that really does make a difference in people's lives. And I think we don't realize that. My love language is words of affirmation. So I'm very vocal when somebody does something nice to me, like how it makes me feel. That comes like really easy to me. Not all the love languages do, but just wanted to put that out there in case like you've been feeling like you're not doing enough, like you just showing up, like that is enough and that can really make a big difference in someone's life. Okay, we're going to dive into the episode today. I'm going to take off my sweatshirt because I'm getting hot in here. I just had some pumpkin baked blended oats. So delicious, so fall themed, just have me feeling all warm inside and it's sinking outside. So okay, today's episode is all about self-worth, like I said, and self-blame. And it was inspired by one of my recent journaling sessions. If you listen to the podcast or from what I've said so far in this episode, 6 minutes in, you know that I've been on a big growth journey, a spiritual journey for the past year and a half. I'll give you the short version in case this is like your first episode, just to give you some backstory. So pretty much like I've just been like overworking, trying to prove something to somebody most of my life. I think like trying to prove to my mom that like, you know, she had me when she was 19 and really spent most of her life trying to provide for us and keep me safe and all of those things and be on her own growth journey, you know. And so just to prove, you know, like, oh, like I'm capable, I'm smart, I'm like doing something with my life, becoming an entrepreneur. I started working for myself in 2014. And just for like so long, I was just grinding, working, hustling. And because a lot of the work that I was doing, I really loved, it just felt like, you know, there's that quote, like if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think to some extent that's true, but to some extent, not so much. I think there's more to the story than that beautiful, simple quote. And so I was overworking and then I was out of alignment the past few years. I was doing similar work to what I'm doing now, but I wasn't connected with my soul. And so I was doing work I was supposed to be doing, but the way in which I was doing it was off. I was trying to do the most. I kind of lost sight of my purpose, I guess you could say. And so like a year and a half ago, I was going to a conference and my back went out. I was having like slight pain and I was like trying to work on it, but that was like the moment where I was like, okay, like you can't keep going on like this. Like you got to slow down. We got to redirect. We got to work on building back stronger. And so it took about 8 months for me to get out of excruciating pain. I'm talking about constant sciatica. I've done podcast episodes. You can scroll back, but just the most pain I've ever experienced in my life. And like breathing hurt. I kid you not. Like walking up the stairs hurt. I make juice every day. If you follow my Instagram stories, you probably see that. And the comment people have been sharing for years about juicing is like, oh, it takes so much time. It's so much cleanup. Literally, it would take me like an hour to juice. Like normally it takes me about 15 minutes. It would take me an hour because I would get the produce out of the fridge and then I would have to take a break. I would wash the produce and then I would have to lay down and take a break. Like it is crazy when you're in that much pain. If you are listening and you are in a lot of pain or you've been through it, I am sending you so much love because you just get it. If you have never been in that much pain, oh my gosh, so grateful for your health and your body and yeah, being able to avoid that because it is no fun. So anyways, it took me about 8 months to get out of that. During that time, that's when I found a spiritual practice. That's when I started doing energy work really seriously. I added that to my meditations, took me to another dimension. I decided that I didn't want to just be telling business owners what to do anymore. I didn't want to be just like a simple strategist, like, hey, here's the strategy, here's what to do, here's how to do it. It wasn't it wasn't energizing me anymore. I love business and strategy and I do really enjoy that, but it was too much and I felt like it was pulling my energy. And from that point to now, what I've realized in doing work is your work, and this kind of goes with that quote of like feeling like you'll never work a day in your life, is my work now, it feels like it is an equal energy exchange. I feel very energized when I'm doing it. I don't feel drained. And I think that it's such a fine line between like feeling energized doing your work and feeling drained doing your work. And so yeah, I decided that I wanted to empower entrepreneurs, empower women to go after their dreams and teach them how to do the inner work so that they could identify their life purpose and live their life purpose and feel worthy of it and feel energized by it and not drained. And that, uncovering that, helped me heal my back. But then I started experiencing Bell's palsy. And if you listen to, I mean, you might still be able to hear it in my voice now that I pointed it out. Everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, I hear. But if you go back and listen to the last episode on confidence after a setback, that one, you can really hear it because my voice is a little off because half my face wasn't working at that point when I recorded that. So needless to say, during this year and a half journey that I've been on, I stepped away from business, meaning I wasn't taking on new one-on-one clients. I didn't do any live launches with like ads or boot camps. I used to be like known for like these really amazing boot camps that I would run for health and wellness coaches. I wasn't doing any masterminds. And that was a huge change because for the previous 3 years, I was doing multiple live launches, boot camps, ads every single year. And the thing that's been really interesting is I literally could not do a launch. It felt like, you know, when you eat something and then you get sick, like it could be food poisoning or like I just think of like there was this one time in high school where I ate a cup of noodles like a lot and then like I got sick and then I was like, I never want to eat cup of noodles again. It's kind of like that reaction to launching. It was like, I just am so turned off by it. Like, I don't even want to look at it kind of thing, right? Which was really telling for me and showed a lot of growth because growing up, I have always been the one who like can just turn it on and go live. I can walk into school like nothing crazy happened in my house this morning, right? I can go live like after like Peter and I just like got into it, like nothing was wrong. I don't think that's something to be proud of anymore. But noticing that, I was like, wow, like, yeah, you really have done the work. You've done the inner work, you know? So you are living more authentically to your soul and what you came here to do. And I think a big part of it was I was so closed off from my emotional body that I was able to just turn it on and off. Like I wasn't feeling my emotions like I do now. So I'm going to talk about this more in a YouTube video that I'm working on. It's going to be all about identity shifts, which is like so fun and interesting to me right now. But I wanted to set that up. I wanted to share kind of like what I'd been going through just so that some of this makes sense. So kind of like turned off, like not feeling business, a lot of growth. And then all of a sudden, I felt called to start creating again. And that will happen if you experience burnout. If you give yourself enough of a break, eventually you will start to come back to life. You will start to find those things that you used to love or new things that you love. You will find that spark. You will find that energy. I've seen memes where it's like, oh my gosh, I got my personality back. I have definitely felt that too. It's like, oh, I'm like actually funny, like when I'm well rested and don't feel like I'm just working like a robot all the time, right? So yeah, I started to feel like creative and getting excited to be of service in another way and like working on new programs. However, I noticed that as I would think about the process of like launching a new program and showing up in a bigger way and starting to speak again, I was getting scared. I would just feel this fear of the past, right? Fear of failure coming up. And the thoughts in my mind were like, oh no, what if something happens again? Because it was like I started And again, this is just a story, right? This is just a story that's playing in my mind and I'm very aware of it. But it's like I started to get going and then Bell's palsy came on, right? And so this fear of like, oh, what if something happens again? What if I start to do it and I can't finish this launch? And so I was like, oh, this is like very fascinating. And that's the cool thing about doing the inner work is you have so much awareness. Inner work is all about self-reflection and diving in and just like really looking at yourself and your patterns and your habits and your thoughts and just working on them, right? So I got my journal out and I was like, let's journal about what this has taught me. What has Bell's taught me? What has this growth experience taught me? And you can do this about different areas of your life. If you're feeling like afraid of something repeating, like see what it's taught you, what you've learned from it. Because if you learn from things, like you don't need to have that experience again, right? And so I was like, okay, let's see like what did this taught me? What did I learn from this? And I was really thinking like I was gonna uncover that I was overworking, that I wasn't listening to my body, but none of that came up. And sitting here now talking to you, I'm like, yeah, of course it didn't come up because you already worked through all of that, like with your back, you had already worked through all of that. But my mind was thinking like, oh, you did something wrong. That's what you're going to learn. You were overworking. You were taking on too much. You weren't eating well, like whatever, right? That's not what came up, friend. Here's what came up. I got my journal out. This is what came up. This is what I wrote. What did I learn from the Bell's palsy experience? I learned what it feels like to not love yourself, how lack of confidence can keep you from moving forward, how paralyzing the fear of judgment can be, how to navigate things that are completely out of your control, shifting from feeling your emotions and letting them control you to being a witness to them. Wow. All of these were new experiences for me. Intense, but brand new experiences that I'm so grateful for. So grateful for. These are exactly the things that I'm helping people with in my new inner work program. If I didn't have these experiences, I wouldn't be able to relate to people like I can now because I've literally lived all of these experiences and I'm so grateful for them. But the next question that hit me on this journey was, why did I immediately go to, I must have been doing something wrong? Why was that my first thought? And why is that kind of always my first thought? Anytime I don't reach a goal in the past, anytime I wouldn't reach a goal or something undesirable would happen, I would automatically think, this is my fault. I should have done more or I should have done less. I was working too much or I didn't work enough. Like, it's never enough. I am never enough. This might seem obvious, but my aha was that sometimes undesirable things happen for you so that you can experience something, so you know what something feels like, or so you go down a different path, so you are redirected. In my experience, it was very uncomfortable, but now I have more experiences and tools to work with. We've all heard the saying that things are happening to you, not for you. And that's pretty much what I'm talking about here. But it was an aha moment for me because it was like, oh, I'm really able to witness that here. I'm really able to see that example play out in my life. I didn't do anything wrong. This was actually happening so that I could be of service, so that I could help more people, so that I know what it feels like to be paralyzed by fear of judgment. So I know what it feels like to witness your emotions without them controlling how you react in a scenario. I want you to have this knowledge in your toolkit too. Sometimes things happen in life for our growth, not because we did something wrong or didn't do what we were supposed to do, but simply because our souls came here to grow and our personalities and ego, they might not like it. They probably will not like it. Feels like you're going down the wrong track. You're wasting time. It's uncomfortable, but it is for our greatest good, even if it doesn't feel like it at the time. Usually I'll look back and I'll be like, oh, this makes sense why this happened, but not always. Sometimes like we don't need to know why it happened in order to learn from it and in order to trust that you are going to be okay, you are taken care of. A big part of the inner work, like I said, was self-reflection. So the big question with this experience was, why do I blame myself? And I want to dive into what I found because I think that it is relatable. Let me know if you can relate to this. I'm going to share two examples that came up for me, but obviously there are so many more. And if you find this topic interesting, if you want to dive into it more, like let me know. You can tag me on social or email me or leave a review and I can do more on this topic. But I'm just going to give two examples today. And again, like they're personal, so they might not relate to you, but just food for thought. So the first reason I blame myself, the first reason that this unworthiness is prevalent for me, I think, is this idea of the victim mentality. Have you heard of it? So people with victim mentality often feel helpless or powerless, and they want somebody to save them. Who is coming to save me, right? A victim mentality can also lead to negative self-image. So perceiving yourself as inadequate, unworthy, or destined to fail. Growing up, I felt like this a lot. I felt helpless in my childhood, like I wasn't supposed to be in that situation, like I needed somebody to save me, to get me out of there. And I think, you know, as someone who wants kids, like I never want my kids, I never want any kids to feel that way. I don't think kids should grow up the way that I did. But at the same time, now that I have a greater understanding and know that I picked that childhood to learn from, it makes sense. But I spent a lot of time growing up feeling like I need help, like I'm not supposed to be in this home. And I spent a lot of time with my grandparents as a kid, which was like a highlight, which obviously picked them too. And they had a beautiful home. I grew up in Washington State, and they had a little farm in Arlington and a pond that we would like row the little metal rowboat in and swim with the frogs. It kind of grosses me out to think about that water, but I would spend so many long weekends and holidays with them. That's where I discovered my love for food and cooking and Mexican. My grandma would make the best tacos. But my grandparents definitely saw me as a victim. They would give me lots of love and attention because they felt bad for the home life that I was growing up in. And when you take on a role, when you feel a certain way like a victim and people witness it, then they see you that way. You can continue to embody that role many years after, many years later, if you don't actively update those images of yourself, right? So the image of me being a victim, of me getting more love, of me having low self-worth, of feeling like things are my fault no matter what, even when clearly they're not, right? Part of the work that we teach at the Inner Flow Co. and in our Inner Work program is how to reprogram images and rewrite your past so you can feel worthy of your life and achieve your dreams. Because whatever happened, it's not your fault, but it is our responsibility to do this work, right? So we can really thrive, so we can evolve. I feel like I say like evolve and grow like 20 times. I feel like there could be a drinking game with this podcast. Everybody take a shot of wheatgrass when Sarah says evolve and grow. But my point is you can update those images of yourself. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing is I want you to think about how you see yourself. Like what kind of images come to mind when you think about yourself, when you think about your life, when you think about who you are? Like do you have images of your past? And if so, is that how you want to see yourself? And if not, then what you can do is you can visualize yourself as the version you desire. Maybe you don't feel super healthy right now. Well, start planting images of yourself where you are healthy. Yeah, you can print them out and put them on your Pinterest board, but it's also really easy when you wake up in the morning just to take a few seconds and visualize yourself really healthy or really successful or really strong or in a loving relationship. Like it's just, again, kind of like the affirmations. It's like we have these tools at our fingertips, you know, they're totally free and we can utilize them. And so spend a few minutes as often as you desire sending yourself updated images of how you want to see yourself, how you want other people to see yourself. And you can also ask your friends and family, to see you that way too. Say you're getting ready to start a new business, you can ask your family to visualize you as a successful businesswoman. Or maybe you're on a healing journey and you can ask them to visualize you as 100% healthy. I feel like people often will say things like, oh, I'm sending you love, or I'm sending you light. You know, you can ask them, can you also send me success and wellness? I know that it's kind of different. Not a lot of people are saying this. So if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, like, I don't know if I would say that. That's kind of strange. Like, I do think that this is the future. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more of this because it is really powerful. It's kind of like, maybe you've heard of inner child work, and I can talk more about that too, because that is part of the inner work. It's kind of like that, reparenting your inner child. It's the same thing with planting these images of yourself as successful, as worthy, as strong, as smart. This is inner work that you can do really easily and reprogram that, and it works, my friend. So realizing for me, back to the story of the blame, realizing that part of it was my relationship to this victim mentality, right? So you can feel flawed or unworthy and blame yourself for everything that goes wrong, even though it's not my fault, right? Then realizing the work for me was updating the images that I have of myself, right? So seeing myself as strong and worthy, and I always take care of myself. I'm always on the right track. I'm always doing the right thing. Things are never my fault, right? That's just not the reality that I live in. And that's not to say like, oh, like I don't take responsibility. I do, but like I don't see myself as somebody who needs to be blamed. Like I'm always guided. I'm always listening to my body and being intentional. The next reason you might relate to in terms of why you blame yourself or feel unworthy is because as a society, there's been this huge pressure to achieve, to work tirelessly, to embrace hustle culture. And even for me, I think part of it was the rise of entrepreneurship, because it really started to take off in, I don't know, I feel like 2010, like there's more talk about entrepreneurship and starting a blog and starting a podcast. And like, that's really when I'm graduating college and getting into this. Obviously, like entrepreneurship's been around for way longer than that, but I feel like that was really big. And then, in like 2020, a lot of other people like moved into the space. So again, like I was saying earlier, I feel like growing up, I felt pressure to make my mom proud. And she would always tell me, which I think I needed it, obviously. She'd always tell me, like, if you work hard and set your mind to something, you can achieve it. And you've probably heard something similar. But like I was saying before, like, it can lead to burnout or feeling like, another thing that I heard a lot working with entrepreneurs, I heard this so much coaching so many entrepreneurs, is them feeling like something is wrong with them when they do all the things that people recommend, but they don't get the same results. And that is, I mean, that is a clear example of why, like, there's so much more to this than just do the work and think positively and you will get there, right? And I'm gonna talk about why that is in a second, but I want to kind of like give a little backstory more. So like, I started my business in 2014. And I feel like hustle mode was really picking up traction. And I won't name names, but a lot of popular marketers promoted this idea of be everywhere, post everywhere. You know, the more that you show up, the better off you are. I had this slogan that I would say that was like, do one more thing, just do one more thing. Obviously, I was not tapped into manifestation, because you do not need to do one more thing. If you are aligned, if you put your intention into the posts that you're doing, the email that you're sending, the people you're connecting with, if you really tap into your heart, if it's what you're supposed to be doing, you can get way more traction with one post than just doing one more thing and one more thing and one more thing. And I feel like we even saw it again in 2021 with Instagram Reels really going crazy, and like this posting schedule of like post multiple times a day, you know? And so this is another way that we can feel unworthy, because what if we're doing all of this work and we're not achieving the same results as someone else? That must mean something's wrong with me. I am the issue, right? I am the problem. It's like, if I can do it, you can do it, right? Which can be really empowering. But also, if that's not what you're supposed to be doing, then it's probably not going to work out for you. And I have definitely had that thought consciously or subconsciously where it's like, oh, I'm the problem. Taylor Swift song here. So what I've learned about this one specifically is it's key. This is so important. This is so key. It's key to define what success means to you. What do you define success as? Write that down, print it out, post it up so you can check in often. Am I in alignment with that? Am I going after a goal that is not my definition of success? Is that why it feels so hard? Is that why I feel so out of balance? When you are on the right track, it will feel good in your soul, in your heart, right? It'll feel good in your body. And then you must also connect with your soul and make sure it's the right path for you. Because no matter how hard you work, if your goals aren't in your highest good means you're growing, right? It's not the easiest. It's not like this is like the easiest. It's going to feel uncomfortable sometimes, but you are growing. It's an opportunity for growth. Then you are going to be in the right direction. The reason that you put in work and you think positively and you're not getting the result you want, it's not because you're not worthy of that goal or achievement, but because it wasn't meant for you. It wouldn't help you grow. It wouldn't really give you peace or joy that you're here to experience. The thing that is so tricky about this is we can't always make sense of it in the moment. It's like, I swear this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, haven't I been led to this point, right? And our mind and our ego wants everything to make sense. It wants to be in this perfect little box. So this is where trusting the process and having a greater perspective on your life comes into play and is so important. So those are just two things that came up for me in terms of, okay, this is why this is happening. Because I think that can be helpful is just to understand, like, why do I feel this way? Like, why does this keep happening? I think a lot of time with, you know, achieving our dreams and our goals, like, we don't go deep enough. Like, we feel unworthy, but like, we just say an affirmation and then we don't realize, like, why is this still coming up for me? Like, why do I still feel scared to move forward? But if you go deeper and really do this inner work that I'm talking about, you'll uncover, oh, this is why I'm blaming myself, is because I'm still projecting images of me being a victim or me feeling like I need to work harder or do more or do less to achieve my goal, when actually the way that I have define success is totally different than the work that I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's like having like a completely different perspective makes a big difference. So if you struggle with self-worth, try some of the things that I mentioned today. I talked about affirmations, I talked about visualizations and sending yourself new images, updated images of how you want to see yourself. I talked about connecting with your soul, making sure you are in alignment for the greatest good, the greatest growth, and then defining what success is for you. Get clear on your life purpose if you haven't done that. Also, that can be really huge in terms of feeling worthy, because if you are not doing that work, you can feel off, you can feel out of alignment, you can feel like, what's the point? Like, why am I even here? So that is a question you can journal about. Why are you here? Can you answer that? Like, if you are alive, I say this all the time on social media, if you are alive, you have a purpose. You're meant to be here. There's no mistakes. There's no mistakes made with you. You are perfect, right? So why are you here? What's your purpose? Who are you here to help? What are you here to share? What do you love doing? And then are you doing that work? Are you doing that work right now? Are you growing right now? Are you going through a period of growth? Because sometimes we need to take a step back from that work so that we can grow and then dive back into that, right? So if you are not clear on your purpose, or you're clear on your purpose, but you're not doing that work, that could be why you're feeling like life has been challenging, right? And if life has been challenging for you, try to see it in a new light. If you've been really going through it, I'm sending you a big hug. I see you as successful, right? But try looking at it in terms of, how has this challenging experience been trying to help me? You, my friend, are worthy of a beautiful life. So follow your heart, pursue your own definition of success and happiness, and don't be swayed by somebody else's expectations, right? If it's beautiful to you, if you feel called to it, it's yours to achieve. I feel like this was a great comeback episode, but I want to hear from you. Reach out to me on social media or send me an email. I'll put it in the show notes below and let me know if you resonated with this idea of blaming yourself and feeling worthy and any of the tools or any of the stories that I shared today. And if you're interested in doing inner work to gain clarity on your purpose, to feel worthy, I am enrolling for my new inner work program. So you can send me a message if you're interested in learning more, or you can get on my email list because I'll be sending out more info soon. All right, until next time. Bye, friend.